Tokenized stock transfers hit $2.7 billion in March, up 80% in 30 days. The volume of tokenized stock transfers on public blockchains reached $287 billion in March 2026, according to data reported by Wu Blockchain on April 7. That figure represents more than an 80% increase over the previous 30 days, as of April 2, 2026. The surge comes as the total market capitalization of tokenized equities has crossed the $1 billion mark for the first time, a threshold that Markets Media reported was reached on March 10. By context, this category barely existed 2 years ago. Real-world asset tokenization as a whole, excluding stablecoins, has climbed to $26.6 billion. NYSE and NASDAQ are building the on-ramps. Two of the largest stock exchanges on the planet made moves in March that explain part of the volume acceleration. NYSE announced it is developing a platform for trading and settling tokenized securities on-chain, covering both fungible tokenized shares and natively issued digital securities. The platform is subject to regulatory approval, but signals that the exchange operator views on-chain settlement as a serious infrastructure layer, not a novelty. Days later, on March 9, NASDAQ partnered with Kraken and XStox Infrastructure to enable tokenized equities trading across both regulated and on-chain markets. The stated goal is preserving compliance and price integrity while expanding access to 24/7 settlement. ICE, the parent company of NYSE, is separately preparing clearing infrastructure for round-the-clock trading with tokenized collateral integration. It is working with BNY and Citi on tokenized deposit support. SpendNode previously reported on ICE's investment in OKX at a $25 billion valuation as part of this tokenized equities push. Who controls the market? The tokenized equities sector is concentrated. Ondo and XStox control approximately 82% of the current market, according to Markets Media. The remaining share is split among securitized-backed assets and Superstate's Opening Bell product. By blockchain, Ethereum holds the largest share of tokenized stock value at roughly $379.5 million, followed by Solana at $203.3 million. Binance launched its own Internet Capital Markets (ICM) initiative on Solana using XStox infrastructure in February, and that launch added to the chain's growing equity footprint. The concentration raises a practical question. If two issuers control four-fifths of the market, counterparty risk is not theoretical. Each tokenized stock is backed by shares held in a special purpose vehicle. If the issuer faces insolvency or regulatory action, token holders are exposed. This is the same custody risk that applies to custodial crypto cards and exchange-held assets. Why 80% in 1 month? Three factors converged in March. First, regulatory clarity improved. The SEC approved a NASDAQ pilot for tokenized stock trading in February, and Commissioner Pierce has been vocal about creating innovation exemptions for on-chain securities. That approval removed a key blocker for institutional participation. Second, the product range expanded. Fortune reported that approximately $2 billion worth of stocks now exist on-chain, with the asset mix broadening beyond Tesla and Apple to include index products and sector funds. Third, settlement speed is a genuine advantage. Traditional equity settlement still takes T+1 in the U.S., and cross-border settlement can stretch to T+3 or longer. Tokenized equities settle in minutes on-chain. For institutional desks managing overnight risk, that difference compounds. Morgan Stanley, which filed for its own spot Bitcoin ETF in March, has described tokenized securities as a natural path for the bank starting in the second half of 2026. When the largest wealth manager on earth uses that language, it tends to pull capital. The gap between volume and value transfer volume of $2.87 billion in a single month sounds large, but it represents a fraction of traditional equity markets. The NYSE alone processes roughly $25 billion in daily volume. On-chain equities are still operating at roughly 1 day's worth of NYSE volume spread across an entire month. The growth rate matters more than the absolute number. An 80% monthly increase, if sustained even at a declining rate, puts tokenized equities on track to cross $10 billion in monthly transfer volume before year end. That is the level where institutional prime brokers start building dedicated desks rather than treating it as an experiment. For crypto card users and DeFi participants, the expansion of tokenized real-world assets into equities creates new collateral options. Protocols like Aave and Morpho have already begun accepting tokenized treasuries. Tokenized stocks as collateral for lending, card funding, or yield strategies is the logical next step.